The city of Syracuse is cracking down on property owners who don't pay taxes. But as lawmakers prepare to vote on whether the city should seize over 100 tax-delinquent properties, there are some concerns about those properties that aren't vacant. WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports.
The process of getting these delinquent property owners to either pay up or risk losing their homes started last fall with the creation of the Syracuse Onondaga County Land Bank. About half the owners of the tax-delinquent properties identified in Phase 1 of the plan paid their back taxes. For the rest, though, it's up to Common Council to approve seizing the properties, starting that process Monday with a group of 26 mostly vacant properties. There are tenants in 5 of those properties, and in coming weeks, lawmakers will also have to deal with owner-occupied properties. That's why Councilor Gene Kestner says they'll have to walk a fine line.
How do we not make it hurtful? How do we put all the stuff in place that just transitions people? If they're not paying their taxes and they can't afford to do their furnace and they're, you know, $30,000 in the hole in a house that's worth $12,000, are we doing them a favor by leaving them there? I don't think so.
At-large Councilor Pat Hogan says he foresaw this problem when he opposed the creation of the land bank, which he says was sold as a way to deal with all the vacant, crumbling properties in the city.
I think we should address the vacant and dilapidated structures, and in the meantime, work with people who have fallen behind on their taxes, who are in this situation, and the owner-occupants. I don't think the city wants to be in a situation where we're putting people out in the street.
The city is offering options to property owners to help them pay their taxes or find somewhere else to live. In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.